From trying to figure out where people would live to how they would be able to vote and when all the lights will finally come on, government officials are still facing multiple fronts in the efforts to recover from Superstorm Sandy. All that, and there's another storm coming. Where to house potentially tens of thousands of people left homeless by the storm is the most pressing crisis as cold weather sets in. FEMA said it has already dispensed close to $200 million in emergency housing assistance and has put 34,000 people in New York and New Jersey up in hotels and motels. But local, state, and federal officials have yet to lay out a specific, comprehensive plan for finding long-term places to live. And given the scarcity and high cost of housing here and the lack of open space, it could prove a monumental undertaking. Sandy killed more than 100 people in 10 states, but vented most of its fury on New York and New Jersey. A week after the storm slammed the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast, more than 1 million homes and businesses remain without power. Another storm, a nor'easter packing heavy rain and gusts of 50 to 60 miles an hour, is bearing down on the same area tonight, threatening more flooding and power outages that could undo some of the repairs made in the last few days. With the temperatures dropping into the 30s overnight, people in dark, unheated homes are being urged to go to overnight shelters or daytime warming centers. Because so many people have been displaced by the storm, New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo issued an executive order allowing people to vote in statewide and presidential elections at any polling place in the state. New Jersey had already taken similar measures. Susan Lerner, executive director of Common Cause New York, has been out visiting troubled polling sites in the city today. She says allowing those displaced by the storm to vote at any polling place has been one of the bright spots in an election day plagued by now familiar problems.
We've been receiving calls from people as soon as the storm abated, actually, certainly in the latter half of last week and over the weekend, where people were saying, I'm quite far from my usual residence. I'm staying with relatives, or I'm staying with friends outside of the New York metropolitan area. I'm not possibly going to be able to get back and vote. How am I going to be able to do that? So the order which the governor signed addresses that problem very well. It means that somebody who is not able to get back to their polling place is able to cast an affidavit ballot, and that ballot under all circumstances will count in the presidential, vice presidential, and U.S. Senate race. There's different rules that would allow that ballot to count for some of the down-ticket races. But in that situation, the voter has to be at a polling place within the same district that they are entitled to vote in.
What are the most common problems that you're getting reports about?
Well, unfortunately, a lot of the problems that we are seeing are looking very familiar. They're the problems that New Yorkers face on most election days, complicated and writ larger by the need to cope with the destruction of Hurricane Sandy. So we are seeing polling places where the poll workers don't seem to have been well trained and aren't running a good organized operation, and the lines are very long. We have reports of very few, but there are some reports of poll workers who are demanding IDs. Mostly what we are seeing are polling places where the voters are describing the atmosphere as chaos in the polling place, where they're reporting that the wait might be an hour and a half to 2 hours, still not guaranteed that they'll get to vote, and people are walking out. And we are, of course, seeing a situation that is unique to this election. Well, it's not unique, but it's definitely exacerbated in this election, when that is poll workers who really don't understand how affidavit ballots work under the best of circumstances and so are not letting voters vote by affidavit ballot as they are entitled to do under the governor's emergency order of yesterday.
I voted this morning. It took me 2.5 hours to vote, and this was not in a district where we had a loss of power or any flood damage. Why are the delays so long, even without flood damage or any of the other extenuating circumstances that make it difficult for people in the more affected areas to vote?
Well, a couple of things. Number one, there are 80 polling places that have to be eliminated or changed. Because of the storm, the board has consolidated polling places, so you may have a polling place where a third or double the amount more voters are voting than voted in other elections. And of course you have a situation after any disaster or major upset, the way Sandy was a major upset, where people who were planning to work at the polls are no longer available or have some intervening circumstance which keeps them from working. So in the best of circumstances, it's very hard to recruit poll workers, and it's rare that there are actually enough poll workers. After the storm, there are even fewer poll workers. So you have fewer poll sites, you have changed poll sites, you have these super sites that are put together to help people who live in the devastated areas be able to vote in proximity to where they're staying to try and get their lives back together. And you have fewer poll workers. You have some changes in procedure that came about at the last minute, good changes, but still relatively late in the process, and no time to actually train or even inform poll workers what the change was going to be. All of that conspires to create situations like the one you're talking about and like the ones that we're hearing about on a regular basis through our Poll Watcher mobile app.
You're out in the field. What kind of sites are you going to? What are the things that you can do in your capacity at the polling places?
Well, what we do is we field poll monitors. These are nonpartisan, neutral observers who are there basically to educate the voters and to provide them with any support or answers to questions to enable them to have the information they need to have their votes be cast and counted. So we send out teams of volunteers, and we send them to the polling places that we think are going to be the busiest. And we have them trained on using mobile technology. The Board of Elections, to its credit, has a poll site locator app that you can download on your phone, and we send people out with smartphones who help people actually locate their polling place, and if they're at the wrong polling place, get them to where they need to be. We also have the Poll Watch USA app, which allows people to report problems that they are experiencing at the polls directly themselves using their smartphone, and have that information go up instantly on a map that's available through the web.
Are you familiar with what kind of feedback you're getting from the Poll Watch USA app that is coming
yes,
in today?
Yes.
What are you seeing there?
Well, we're seeing very much the same sorts of things that we're seeing on the phone. Long lines, people who are reporting problems where poll watchers are improperly demanding voter ID, places where the poll watchers are confused about affidavit ballots, and we're able to take those reports just like we take the reports that we get on the phone, and we can immediately turn them over to the Board of Elections.
Susan Lerner is Executive Director of Common Cause New York.